Letterkenny University Hospital, the sixth largest hospital in the state. If you look at the situation before this crisis took place, 17,000 people across the county on waiting lists for inpatient and outpatient procedures and appointments, 17,000. If you take in Sligo Hospital, you're looking at 1 in 8 of the population of our county on waiting lists that are growing all the time. The acute stroke unit, that was delayed. The Diabetes Centre of Excellence, we have the numbers of type 1, type 2 diabetes patients in Donegal. We really should have a centre of excellence at that hospital. The reopening of all the beds in the short stay wards, all of these, I could go on, were delayed because of the recruitment embargo that was in place. And then the issue of the trolley crisis. We had an average of 19 people every single day over a period of years in the emergency department on trolleys. We have to do better. So what I'm appealing to today, Minister, is what are your plans, what is your vision in the next government to have the necessary investment in nurses, doctors and beds and to move that transition to Sláinte Care? Where will the investment come from? What assurance can you give today? Because people are concerned when they listen to the debates on the radio that this crisis has taken away the resources required to turn our health service. One thing that we need to learn from this crisis is we can never have the health service we had going into this crisis. We must have a very different health service.
The advice and guidance I'd give to this Oireachtas and whoever's Minister for Health and whoever's in government is we have to do two things. Yes, we're going to have to put the capacity in place, and capacity does mean beds and does mean staff. But the second thing that COVID is really going to make us do is what we should have been doing anyway, but it's new models of care. Hospital avoidance, keeping people in the community, telemedicine, models of care alongside capacity. And yes, this is going to require very significant investment. I agree with you, and in Donegal as well.